Welcome to the week, I don't know, 10? I'll say, no, 11. Definitely 11. BQBL Failcast. I'm your host, Alex. I'm joined by Dr. Matthew. Dr. Matthew, this week was a week that we expected a lot of backup quarterbacks to score big points, and we didn't see it. In fact, those backup quarterbacks, they won some of these games.
There's obviously one notable exception, and that was the high score of the week.
Sure.
But yeah, there were a lot of strong, unexpectedly strong performances.
PJ Walker, Texas Ranger, thoroughly beat Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford, yep. And so they were started. They still put up 16.
Andy Taysom Dalton, Taysom Hill. Yep.
And only put up one. Andy Dalton was not started, and that was a good move as he put up negative 15 with that game-winning drive.
This has really been the year that backup quarterbacks ended up playing better.
Alex Smith. Joe Flacco.
they very nearly won the game.
They did, but Flacco still put up 25 BQBL points, so it was a solid game.
It's true. Very un-Flacco-like in that both his team was in it and that he put up a big score.
Correct. Although it was very Flacco-like that I think he threw a lot for not that many yards.
Well, sure. That's check down is his middle name.
Yeah. And Alex Smith reverted back to typical Alex Smith form, put up an 11 basically on, low yardage and at one turnover, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. The backups, and we did see some injuries this week though, so we're going to get even more opportunities to see backup quarterbacks.
Yeah,
next
it's
week.
Ryan Finley time.
Once again, it's Ryan Finley time. Poor Joe Burrow.
Actually, I was about to say, we did see another backup come in, and I just realized that I think we need to discuss a scoring change.
Do tell. Don't leave me what's the phrase there? Don't leave me on the edge of my seat. Sure.
Yeah. So the other backup quarterback we saw was Ryan Fitzpatrick come back in.
Yeah. And the question is, was there a benching? Because after the game, Flores said that he thought that Fitzpatrick gave them a better chance to win.
Correct.
But Fitzpatrick came in because of a hard hit that Tua took.
Correct. And so we did not, when we scored, we said it was an injury. We did not mark it as a benching. But based on what Flores said, it kind of seems like a benching.
Yeah. I mean, we can't say that he was trying to protect the ego of his young quarterback, certainly.
No. And so he might have been hurt, but all reports seem to indicate that he could have gone back out there.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
If you insist, I mean, they weren't started.
It just makes you look like a worse manager, but
that's not difficult.
I think it's a benching. I mean, yeah.
All right. So there you go. Miami goes from 10 to 45.
Yep.
And is now the third highest scoring team on the week.
Yes.
Because the highest scoring team on the week
was a backup quarterback.
Was a backup quarterback who had previously been passable, but this week had trouble passing at all.
Yeah. Against a tough Steelers defense. That Jacksonville line has, well, I guess not been beaten up. I don't know. It has been traded. Benched? I don't know.
I think has been replaced by whoever they could find to do the job mostly.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know. They've been sort of major leagued, I guess.
Replaced with store brand.
Yep. Replaced with terrible players. Anyway.
And we're not talking Kirkland Farms either. We're talking like we're talking like the the ShopRite store brand.
Yes. This game was never close. Luton put up total of 3 points in that game, 16 for 37, 151 yards, no touchdowns, four interceptions.
Yeah, and the field goal, to be fair, it did come in the first quarter and not the fourth quarter, so it wasn't the now signature Matt Patricia fourth quarter field goal to prevent the shutout.
No, that's true. That is a good point. I say it got bad early. Jacksonville was winning after a quarter.
They were. Opening drive, long drive, field goal, and then a missed field goal by the Steelers, bunch of punts. And after that, it just got worse. You know, the Jaguars, after their initial field goal, were punt, 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 interception, interception, punt, 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 interception, interception, turnover on downs.
And I would say, I'm sort of remarkably, he was not benched based on that performance.
Is Minshew healthy? Question mark.
I don't know. I it's very strange. I don't think I've heard like any reports on Minshew at all. And what's going on with him. Have you?
I haven't. Like, I'm tempted to open up Twitter and ask like, where is Gardner Minshew, but I'm kind Baker of worried Minshew. About seeing dick pics.
That's dangerous. Yes.
Should I give it a shot?
I think you should give it a shot.
Minshew return is the top choice there.
Mm.
Sounds like there's a chance Minshew returns week 12.
Yes. Making progress towards a return.
So I guess he hasn't been available.
I suppose that if he's injured, there was probably a decision to just throw Minshew out. Throw Luton out against the Steelers defense, and you know.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So if he were to be benched, who would have come in? That's the question.
Who is the? That's an interesting question. it's Mike Glennon, isn't it?
Is it Glennon? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's Mike Glennon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not quite as out there a name as you might have expected.
That's true.
So,
I guess the coaches decided not to stick their neck out on that one.
Yep. So then they put up 76, which was by far the highest score of the week by a good 30 points.
Yeah,
but on Russ's bench, as Russ decided to start New England, and also New Orleans with Taysom Hill's start against an Atlanta team that is just terrible.
Yeah, oddly, the only combination that he could have started to not win the week was the one he did start.
Yes.
And instead, he came in last.
Yeah, and so Taysom Hill, I don't know, had a Taysom Hill game. He ran for two touchdowns. He did not throw for one. He threw a lot of short passes. I think I want to have a conversation with you about which pass you were least impressed with. Taysom Hill's long completion to Emmanuel Sanders or Tom Brady's game-losing interception. Right? These were both just awfully thrown balls.
Well, to be fair, Taysom Hill threw a punt and Emmanuel Sanders caught it. So I think that it was a viable option. Taysom Hill at quarterback is, I would say, like a 9-year-old playing Madden, where he's not really comfortable with the passing game or reading defenses, but he knows that if he throws it far,
yeah,
he might get a long completion. And that's kind of what he did.
Yes. I think that's right. Or actually one of my favorite memories when I was in Brazil was I stayed with someone and their brother had like illegally downloaded Madden, but had no idea how to play American football. So I was trying to explain to him how to play American football in Portuguese, and like watching him play was pretty much like that. Yeah.
That's outstanding. Did he forget that football and football weren't the same thing?
it seemed fun, but you forget American football is very complicated. It's difficult to explain, and like trying to explain different formations and pass patterns. Yeah.
Do you know the Portuguese for matriculate the ball down the field?
I had to look up. Establish the run. Establish exactly. The run.
take what the defense gives you.
Yeah. So anyway, I agree with that. Whereas I guess Brady's looked more like what happens if you just like mistakenly press the wrong button.
Yeah. I would say that Tom Brady's is that you just forget that linebackers can drop into coverage. Like, shit. Oh yeah, I remember now. Yeah. I've actually that used to be my play in Madden, was you would just not see the dropping linebacker and you'd throw it right to them.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what he did. It was bad.
Although it was not a traditional, like normally those are more like what happened to Ryan Tannehill in the Ravens game, right?
Right.
You know, it's more of a like slant. This was not a slant. It was just a loopy short punt.
A loopy short punt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady and Drew Brees they're both hanging in there.
Yep.
But I think we've never seen a standard style NFL quarterback get into his like mid 40s before, because we saw Brett Favre get into his 40s and he just did what he always did, which is throw the ball as hard as he could down the field. Yeah. So it's really hard to tell if he got better or worse, but I think it's safe to say that both Drew Brees and Tom Brady have gotten worse.
Yeah, and Drew Brees appears to have gotten more fragile.
Yeah, I maintain the take that I had last week, which is that he's probably a little bit too old to get tackled by a defensive lineman at this point. Yeah. He broke 11 ribs. 11. I don't know how many you have, but that's, I think, the majority.
So.
Although Russ would demand a recount, obviously.
Okay, so your opinion is Taysom Hill was worse. Taysom Hill was just sort of, I mean, I love that play.
No, Taysom Hill, that was a viable Madden play. Tom Brady's was gross. That's okay. A gross pass, clearly worse.
Yeah, so Brady with that game-killing interception put up 29, also didn't have a pass longer than 18 yards in that game. But again, another high score that was on the bench. So that's what? Three of the top four scores.
But again, we've buried the lead slightly because Philadelphia continues to be absolutely putrid.
They do. And I have repeatedly made a mistake of not starting them. I think the past 3 weeks, I did not start them when they put up 50 and 26 and then were on bye. But I started them this week and Carson Wentz is terrible. Now, I don't think the weather was great in that game in his defense, but.
I mean, are you really going to defend him, Matt? Like, it can't be a new excuse every week. This is four straight bad weeks for Carson Wentz.
No, I can't defend that. It was a terrible performance and he put up 46, but it was good for me. I came into the week in the lead and I won the week. So I added a few wins to my lead.
Yeah, I feel a little bad for Wentz because he is not throwing to very good targets out there. Like, I don't think that Travis Fulgham is very good. Alshon Jeffrey has nothing left in the tank. Like, he threw seven balls at Fulgham, who caught one of them. Yes. You know, it was not a good receiver core that he had out there to throw to. Richard Rodgers is one of his better targets, and Richard Rodgers was too bad to play tight end on the Packers. And like, that's a terribly low bar.
He's no Robert Tonyan. And I don't know. Is the issue not being good enough to play tight end on the Packers, or just that traditionally Aaron Rodgers never threw to his tight ends?
Well, he threw to JerMichael Finley.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And then I think that he just ended up getting mad at every tight end subsequent to JerMichael Finley because they just weren't JerMichael Finley.
I can see how that might be a problem, question mark.
I mean, I there are a few quarterbacks who've done this where there's been one tight end that they liked and then they never liked another tight end. Whereas I think Stafford is actually having the reverse issue.
I was about to say
he's never had a tight end that he liked, and now he finally does.
Yeah.
It is not helping.
No, it is not helping. Somehow that team got blanked this week.
Yeah. In a game where they were not winning at any point in this game, they ran the ball 17 times for 40 yards and threw the ball 33 times for 145 yards. If you subtract the sack yardage. So we're talking under 200 total yards of offense against the Carolina Panthers.
That's not good.
It's really, really, really bad.
Okay.
PJ Walker, you have to remember, was one of the better players.
That's a good point.
XFL.
Before we get too far away from, you know, this started by talking about Richard Rodgers.
We get
too far away from Carson Wentz, his 46 points included a safety and a truly spectacular pick six. Like that pass.
The tacky-tacky pass?
The tacky-tacky pass was just, it was BQBL perfection.
It was late. Awful. It was to the sidelines. And it was so clearly going to get jumped.
It was off target.
It was everything. I agree. No, it was just really bad. And I don't even think the wide receiver had any interest in running the guy down. It was another one of these, if you want him tackled, you fucking tackle him. Like, I shouldn't have to run that guy down. And tacky tacky would not be denied.
No, it was a pretty spectacular pick six.
Yeah, it was a bad one. He was just bad overall. As we mentioned, bad targets, bad performance.
So I win that one.
Jalen Hurts might end up getting some more run because the team looked more fun when he was in there.
Yes.
Even though it was only for a couple plays.
Yep. I finished first with 57. Second place, led by Joe Flacco, was Will with 30, and then Jake with 17. So these are also the top three overall leaders. So there wasn't a large change up top. I'm now winning with 50, ahead of Jake by 2.5, he's at 47.5, and Will is at 45.5. Will does have the advantage now of being able to start Ryan Finley for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's true. I was unkind to Russ by pointing out that this was the only combination of teams that he could start where he didn't win the week, but instead lost the week. I also started my worst combination. However, it was a combination of four teams. And if I'd started the other teams, I would have come in second, but instead came in second to last.
Yes.
So I did exactly what Russ did, but just not quite as hard.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have to say, Will gets to start Ryan Finley, and they still have on their schedule the Dolphins, the Steelers, and the Ravens.
Yeah, so he's starting Joe Flacco and Ryan Finley. That's good odds right there.
What's up with, is Flacco starting for, I mean, how much longer is Flacco starting for?
I don't know. I haven't seen a graphic that says exactly what's wrong with Sam Darnold. Could it be mononucleosis again?
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I'm not, I have no idea. But yeah, his fallback plan is Detroit, and that seems like a pretty solid fallback plan. So Will's going to be a force. I mean, obviously you're going to be a force with Philadelphia, Washington, and San Francisco remaining.
And honestly, the Ravens keep tanking.
The Ravens are not playing particularly well, although they didn't get a high score this week.
No, they did
despite
not.
Losing, but.
I will be starting them against Pittsburgh this week if that game happens.
Yeah. Also worth noting this week, another owner did what I did, but again, not quite as hard. And that was Sarah, who started her worst combination, which was Minnesota, Las Vegas. Minnesota, despite losing embarrassingly, still ended up with a negative score overall. They've lost to Dallas and Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
But they still managed to score a -4 because Adam Thielen did some incredible passing things, and Las Vegas put up 5 in their almost defeat of Kansas City, last minute loss to Kansas City. Whereas on her bench, Tom Brady's terrible pass in Tampa Bay, as well as just an atrocious Atlanta performance, combined to score, I don't know, what's that, 52 points, 53 points?
Yep.
Yeah. So again, Sarah, Russ, and I all chose poorly.
And this week, yeah, I don't know. Do you think that Ravens game is going to happen?
Because of COVID?
Yeah.
They haven't canceled a game because of COVID in a while.
They have not in a while, but what, a couple more players tested positive today.
I think what they've started doing is they've just stopped testing the morning of the games. And it seems like all the positive tests are coming in on Monday and Tuesday now.
It does. It seems like they test at the game, but it's not done until later.
Yeah, like right after the game they test. They're like, okay, now that the game is over, let's find out who had COVID.
Yeah.
And then immediately we find out that a couple Ravens have tested positive. Was Mark Andrews among them? I didn't
say. I think it was just the entire running back room.
Except for Gus.
Except for Gus. And does Justice Hill count as a running back anymore?
No, he's a special teams ace and he played great.
Yeah, he had a pretty amazing tackle.
Two of them, two very good tackles. Yeah, he's, but he'll probably get a lot of snaps because it's not clear that Gus has hands.
No.
I've never seen him catch a ball.
He must hold the ball with something when he's running.
I think they are hooks. Never fumbles because they're hooks.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, but against Pittsburgh, I think they're probably a must start.
Oh yeah, if that game happens, they obviously are. Yeah, I haven't seen any report on who tested positive.
What's the rest of the Thanksgiving slate? Detroit versus Hugh. Let's see.
It's Washington, Dallas.
Oh, that should be a fun one. Is that the early game? No, that's the second game. The early game is Houston at Detroit.
Yes. That game is equally bad, but at least more entertaining than Washington, Dallas.
I mean, so there's one good game, and that's the late game. And then in the early games, you've got a 3-7 team at a 4-6 team and a 3-7 team at a 3-7 team.
That is correct.
It would be very difficult to imagine a worse Thanksgiving slate than this one, particularly since Baltimore might get spanked by Pittsburgh.
At this rate, they might either they might get spanked or the game might not happen.
Yeah, I mean, the first Pittsburgh-Baltimore game got moved because of COVID. I wouldn't be surprised if this one also ended up getting moved potentially. But a Thursday night game, it's hard to rejigger the schedule around that.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't make the Ravens forfeit, so it'd be interesting to see how they'd handle it.
Yep.
Well, anywho, do you want to run through the standings? Because that top group is running away.
That has been one of the pack. with me, Jake, and Will finishing top three this week. There is a little bit of separation. I mentioned I have 50, Jake has 47.5, and Will has 45.5. And then there's a break. Next is Russ at 37.5, a good 8 points back. Sarah at 36. You have 32. Nick has 32.5.
32.5, I have.
Sorry, 32.5, half a game above Nick's 32. And Joe has 27.
Yeah, but it is worth pointing out that Joseph has been scoring slightly better in recent weeks and actually accumulating wins. He's had 2 weeks in a row with wins.
Good point.
Which is certainly better than I've been doing for the last 4 weeks. So, kudos to Joe for beginning the turnaround of the season. It's not so easy because the Chargers are playing very well. Buffalo's playing well and Kansas City's playing pretty well. PJ Walker wasn't nearly as fruitful as we'd hoped, but you never know. You may get something out of it. It was the XFL, was it not? That almost happened? That PJ Walker
was the XFL. Garrett Gilbert was the AAF.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I believe it was the AAF, right? American is it? Yeah.
Yes. Alliance of American Football.
Alliance of American Football. Yeah. He was the, yeah. So Gilbert was the best quarterback in the AAF, and PJ Walker was the best quarterback in the XFL.
It is a little strange that they've only produced quarterbacks, but I guess this is what people are talking about when they say the NFL needs a developmental league for quarterbacks.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, otherwise it's very hard to get your Jeff Garcias and your Kurt Warners.
Yep. And I mean, both Gilbert and Walker looked competent.
It's true. They did, actually. I don't know why those leagues are much better than college, but apparently they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, college has been producing quality quarterbacks, and even though we only have one left standing with Herbert. Although I guess they could put Tua back in, right? There's nothing stopping them.
No. Nope.
All right.
Anyway, so that's the outlook for week 11 moving into week 12.
All right. And I'm thankful for all of you listeners out there for letting Matthew and myself talk about this stuff, and some of you actually watch it. I heard from a birdie that some of you even have it programmed on your Tesla like podcast, so you can listen to it while you're in your car in the third or fourth position. So that's pretty special.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah. Absolutely. And may all your Thanksgivings be Milan-esque. Bye, guys.